Hi, I'm Dahlia Rose, and this is Kinky Facts You May Not Have Known. This podcast does contain adult content, and it is not suitable for minors, and it's definitely not safe for work. Listener discretion is advised. So hello again, and welcome back. This week, I'm joined by our favorite guest, Lou.
Hello. How are we?
You're fabulous. I hope you're fabulous as well.
I'm good. I've had a very lazy Sunday.
Good.
Very lazy.
Me too so far, except for my sandwich debacle.
That I'm shocked. I'd be so mad.
I was just like, well, you know, whatever. You get it to me when you get it to me, but I'm starving. So please hurry up. It's
not fair.
So anyway, this week we are discussing kinky laws or sex laws from around the world.
I am here for it.
Me too. Me too.
I can't wait to, you know.
Some of these laws are laughable and others are quite concerning.
Oh.
So, but ready or not, we're diving into the legal world of kinky and sex laws.
Oh, is this international? Is this specific one place?
It's mostly in America and the UK, but there's one from Japan that's mixed in here. So,
okie dokie.
And that one's the most titillating. So that one I saved for very last.
Excellent.
So most of these, I couldn't find an explanation for why they were enacted into law. So that's pretty much left up to our imaginations.
They're good. We can do that. It seriously makes you question, though, once I feel like you just like, went, that's enough. This is now a law.
It does. Some of them I was going through and I was like, that doesn't make any sense. But here's a loophole for it.
Oh, we like loopholes. Loopholes are good.
So I'll be the first to admit that in the United States, we're not the brightest bunch of people. And most of these laws that are within the U.S. are interesting, to say the least.
Okay.
So we start off in Oblong, Illinois. It's illegal to make love while hunting or fishing on your wedding day.
But any other day, it's okay?
Any other day, I guess it's okay. Or if you wait until like midnight after your wedding day and decide to do it then?
I mean, definitely questionable how that one came about.
I don't know.
Maybe it's because it's considered like a sacred day or something. Like,
I don't know. And I don't know who enforces that. I mean, does the game warden go out there to every single person he finds fucking and is like, hey, I need to see your wedding certificate?
Did you
get married today?
Because if you, you've got to stop. But what if, like, that's very bizarre. Like, you can consummate marriage, but just not here.
Just not while you're hunting or fishing. So, I guess if you're bird watching, that's okay.
Yeah, as long as you're just watching. Don't. That's a whole other loophole, rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Oh my.
So if you're even thinking about doing that in Oblong, Illinois, sorry, you're going to have to wait until the day after your wedding day.
Oh, goodness. Oh. So how long has that been enacted? Did you find out when that came into play?
I couldn't find that, but, you know, most of these, I think, were probably in the early, I don't know, late 1800s, early 1900s, when they were going through that whole religious Victorian kind of
prude era. Sort of. Somebody got stood up at the altar because they'd gone off shagging and hunting at the same time, and they were right.
Probably.
From now on, no one's allowed to hunt on their wedding day.
Or maybe there was a couple that did it and another couple got married and he was like, hey, you want to have sex on our wedding day while we're hunting? And she was like, ew, no.
Maybe.
And he was like, that's it. We have to make that illegal. Nobody can have it.
Maybe, maybe. It's very possible.
We can make a soap opera out of it.
You really could, couldn't you? Like, I've just finished watching Bridgerton, so now all I've got in my head is Bridgerton. Okay, look. Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
Okay, what's next? What have we got next?
So, moving on. No man is allowed to make love to his wife if he has the smell of garlic, onions, or sardines on his breath in Alexandria, Minnesota.
I mean, I like this law.
I mean, it's a good law.
Could you imagine the 911 call? He tried to touch me with garlic on his breath. Arrest, man. Arrest him now.
I said no sardines for dinner.
That's hilarious. I love that. That's...
But the law also stipulates that if his wife requests it, he must brush his teeth.
I like that law.
But here's the thing. He can't kiss his wife, but if his wife smells like garlic or onions or sardines, is she allowed to kiss him?
Yeah. Why is it only the man?
I don't know. Oral hygiene is for everybody.
Absolutely. I can imagine, like, anyone.
That's so funny.
So another weird law from Minnesota makes it illegal for a man to have sexual intercourse with a live fish. So I'm assuming a dead fish is okay.
Again, would love to meet the person that came up with all of these, to be fair, because these are actually quite hilarious.
But note again, it doesn't say anything about a woman having sexual intercourse with a live fish. So
do it with a dead one, but not a live one.
Right. Or it's okay for a woman to have sex with a dead fish or live fish, I guess. Because the law stipulates that it's illegal for a man to have sexual intercourse.
A lot of these are in Illinois, aren't they?
The last two were in Minnesota.
Minnesota. That's strange people. I mean, I totally agree with it. Like, I don't know why anyone would want to do that to a fish.
There's some weird kinks out there. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, yes. Yes, there is.
Yeah. But they're in the same general area, Minnesota and Illinois. So that might explain a lot.
It may do. Quite possibly. Ugh. What's next? What have we got next?
So we're moving on to Bozeman, Montana next. And they have a law that bans all sexual activity between members of opposite sex in the front yard of their home after sundown.
Okay, so you can have same-sex sex in your front lawn after sundown.
I guess.
But you can't. Okay. I suppose that works for polyamorous bisexuals.
I guess so, but it stipulates that it's in their front yard of their home after sundown if they are nude. So I guess
the sundress comes out. we're not doing anything. We're dressed. No. It's not illegal.
It's not legal. But I mean, I guess for same sex, you can have sex anytime in your front yard, nude or not.
Yeah. And I like that. That's a good law. Fair play.
That is a good law. So, and I guess daytime trysts for anybody, whether they're nude or not, are fine in your front yard. So.
And what do they, like, after sundown? I suppose until the sundown comes up.
I guess so. But you think it would be the opposite.
Yeah. I mean, it puts a whole new twist to the word crack of dawn.
Right.
I'll see you at the crack of dawn.
Wait, honey, we have to wait 5 more minutes and then the sun will officially have risen and we can have sex in the front yard because I don't feel like putting on clothes today.
Oh, dear. That's hilarious. Oh, this is...
Like I said, some of these are just like, okay, Don't know what the circumstances were that caused that to happen, but okay.
I would love to know. I really would love to know because this is fascinating. I love it.
Right. So the next one comes from my state of Nebraska.
She says hesitantly.
So hotel owners in Hastings, Nebraska are required to provide each guest with a clean pressed nightshirt because it's illegal for any couple, married or not, to sleep together in the nude, and they are not allowed to have sex unless they are wearing one of these cotton nightshirts provided by the hotel.
And that's a law.
It's a law.
It's not even a stipulation of the hotel. It's a law.
It's a law. So I don't know how strictly that law is enforced anymore.
Do both of them have to be wearing it or just one of them? Because that sounds like some sort of cult stuff. The owner of the hotel must be law enforcement at the same time? Or this is galling.
Come to a room and... Are you guys naked in there having sex? Or is one of you wearing that nightshirt?
Very comfortable. Have you got pictures of these said nightshirt?
I don't. Oh. But I picture it as being like one of those like Victorian nightshirts that are just those long white nightshirts. And my guess is that probably it sounds like the time it was from, like maybe the late 1800s, early 1900s. When maybe people were like
people watching through windows.
It may have. But I kind of want to go down to Hastings now and see if they will provide me with a clean pressed nightshirt at a hotel.
Yeah, does it still stand? Is it still a law?
As far as I know it is.
I you might need have to find out for science. For science.
Call the cops on them. They did not provide me with a clean pressed nightshirt.
Stop sexing.
I know the law.
Could you imagine standing up in court?
Your Honor, I know the law. I've read the law. They did not provide me with that clean pressed nightshirt.
Oh, I'm assuming you get to keep it afterward.
I would hope so. I mean, if you're going to have sex in it, I would assume.
Want a secondhand one.
But I guess it might be the same concept as the hotel sheets. They might just wash them really well.
Maybe.
Maybe. I hope so.
I don't know.
Well, no, I hope you just get to keep them, like when you go to a spa and you get to keep the... slippers and stuff. You wouldn't want to.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to put your feet in someone else's slippers, would you?
No. No.
Right. Where to next?
So nationwide in the United States, it is illegal to use any live endangered species except for insects. In sexual displays, shows, or exhibits depicting cross-species sex. Those would be in both private or public shows.
So insects are okay.
The insects are okay.
But any other creature species is not.
I guess so. As long as they're a live endangered species. So I guess dead endangered species is... okay.
Yeah, must be. Or, I mean, I was like, yeah, I like this law. Endangered species. Personally, bestiality is not my thing.
Right.
You know, certain people. But insects, that's a whole new rabbit hole.
That is a whole new rabbit hole. But, you know, I there are people who are into bestiality. So I can imagine there's people into insectiality. Buggyality? I don't know.
There's got to be a word for it.
There does have to be a word for it.
There's got to be a...
Okay, well, there's actually a few different terms for it.
Oh.
So if you're sexually attracted to bees, it's melissophilia.
Okay.
So I guess that would be like the attraction to bees or being like stung or anything like that.
Yeah.
And then you have formicopophilia, which is a form of zoophilia, and it is the sexual interest of being crawled upon or nibbled by insects.
Okay.
Or,
I mean, you would not want to be on the likes of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, and Have That Kink, because you get covered in them, don't you? They pour these buckets of insects on you. Could you imagine? And you suddenly discover this is one of your things on live television.
You just go, oh my God, yes, Daddy, pour those bugs on me.
Oh, is that not great?
Ooh, no more of the centipedes. I like their legs.
I can imagine Anton Deck's faces. They're like, is this a prank? Or are we being pranked for today?
That would be hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
And then you have just the general paraphilia, which entails being sexually aroused by objects or situations that are not deemed normal by society.
I think all of the above should be included in that.
I was going to say, it's pretty much everything I think I'm into.
Yeah. Christ.
I guess it depends on what your definition of normal is.
Well, yeah, true. Are any of us truly normal? What is normal?
Don't think so. Mm. All right, so now that we've delved down that rabbit hole.
Literally. Oh, no.
We delved down the ant hole.
Yeah.
So if you want to have a quickie during your lunch break, Carlsbad, New Mexico is just the place for that.
Oh.
It is legal for couples to have sex in a parked vehicle during their lunch break from work, as long as the vehicle they are in has drawn curtains to stop people from seeing the goings-on is inside.
Oh, I bet there's a lot of camper vans in that area.
I can imagine.
Or ones that have got like makeshift curtains. Pull the girl. Okay, I like that law.
But then I have a question. Like it says during their lunch break from work. So if like they're on a lunch break but it's not from work, does that make it illegal then?
Yeah. Like if they're just out for the day and get an urge, that's not a...
We were shopping and we took a lunch break, officer.
Honest. I mean, if you're a content creator of that kind, you don't really have a lunch break, do you? It would be all day.
No. But hey, if you are a content creator and that's your thing, Carlsbad, New Mexico is the place for you.
As long as you've got curtains on your vehicle.
Yes. Lots of strange things happen in Winnebagoes in New Mexico. Yes. Let me just say that.
Absolutely.
So this next one I found, I couldn't understand how this came into law, but I really want to know the story behind it, but I couldn't find it.
Oh, okay.
So if you're running for Nevada legislature, it's important to know that it is illegal for any member of legislature to conduct official business wearing a penis costume while the legislature is in session.
Okay. I'm assuming somebody did that as a prank or something?
Maybe.
People agreed with it and they were like, right, no, it's now a law and not to. How? Okay.
It could have been that, or maybe it was some sort of like protest.
Perhaps.
I don't know.
Sexual rights movement or something. I don't know how. You cannot do anything of that kind dressed as a penis. So if they weren't doing legislative work, they could walk around in a penis costume.
You know, it's Nevada, so. Like New Mexico, you could pretty much do anything in Nevada. People won't really question it, I don't think, especially if you're walking down like the Las Vegas Strip in a penis costume. You're probably like, oh.
Maybe somebody did that. They went to Las Vegas trying to drum up votes and they thought it'd be really funny to dress as a penis and it got some really bad press or something.
Maybe. I don't know. Oh, but
bizarre. Okay. We need to try and find out where that one came from.
We do. So if you know, if you live in Nevada and you know the story behind it, please let us know.
We need to know.
We need to know.
Answers on a postcard. I'm laughing, but we haven't got to the UK yet.
we haven't gotten to the UK yet. But it's coming up here.
Okay.
So next we move on to Connorsville, Wisconsin, where it is against the law for a man to shoot off a gun when his female partner has an orgasm.
Okay.
Now this one, I get
celebrating. He might not have managed to do that yet.
He could have,
like the 10-gun salute, like
you know. Right.
Or she's just been struggling to do it herself, and she finally manages, and he celebrates.
Yeehaw! Bang bang.
Again, where did this all come from? In other words, some guy they thought were really funny. It's probably some weird kink, and he shot her husband. He shot his wife or something.
Maybe, or maybe it was in like a brothel, and the bullet went through a hole or went through the wall and shot somebody else. I don't know.
I hope it didn't go through a hole. That was
Yes, it would.
Yeah. That would hurt.
just a tad.
Imagine explaining that one in A&E.
Well, you see, I was just minding my own business and somebody yelled yeehaw, and then I heard gunshots and it just went whoop.
Whoop, there it is. Whoop.
I mean, that would be a hell of a way to celebrate.
Yeah.
All right, and our final law from the United States comes to us from Bakersfield, California.
Mm-hmm.
So it's illegal to have sex with Satan unless you're wearing a condom.
I mean, prove it. How can you prove it? Okay.
I don't know. So when I read this, it took me back to the Hellfire Club episode that Lily and I did.
Yes.
Where they had the seat at the table for the devil. So I guess if you're a practicing Hellfire Club participant in Bakersfield, California, you need to have condoms around if you're going to have sex with Satan.
I mean, okay. Right. Unless Satan, like, I mean, back in the day, it was probably created. It was probably like referred to a prostitute or something and then they just changed it to Satan. I don't know.
Maybe somebody was acting like a stand-in for Satan at like an orgy or something, and
possibly Halloween.
Maybe. But I like how it's illegal to have sex with Satan unless you're wearing a condom, but it's not illegal to have sex with Satan himself. Yeah.
You can have sex with him, just be safe.
I guess it's to prevent the Antichrist from being born. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It must be. Catching those devil germs.
I swear, and we were really like, safe.
Sorry, who's wearing the condom? Because Satan is always assumed he's a man.
Right? Well, I guess.
So who's wearing the condom? Satan or.
I guess that is dealer's choice.
Perhaps it goes back to homosexuality laws.
Maybe it does.
I'm just trying to like connect the dots here. Because I was like, Satan's always like described and depicted as a male.
Right.
So but who would wear the condom?
He is technically a demon. So I think he could probably shapeshift if he wanted to.
Probably.
don't know. That's a discussion for a different episode.
That's a rabbit hole.
Another rabbit hole. All right, so let's move across the pond.
Over to the pond. UK.
The pond. So this one, I can pretty much imagine why it's illegal, but I don't know if it's that well enforced. So it's illegal to ask a Scotsman what's under his kilt.
I just thought it was rude.
Well, yeah, I would think it would be rude, but I don't know. Maybe there were some drunk American tourists over there. Show us your bits.
Maybe. I mean, I'm quite often you hear people saying, are you a true Scot? You can ask if they're a true Scot, because obviously if they're a true Scot, they're not wearing anything. But that in turn, I don't even know any Scottish people. Right, I'm off to Scotland. We'll find an excuse, and there it is.
We'll find some on our journey.
Yeah, definitely. And we can find these things out.
Yes.
Or if you're Scottish and you know why that law exists, if that is true. I just thought it was considered a bit rude. Like, what's, I wouldn't ever say to a Scotsman what's under your kilt, because it's kind of freaking obvious what's under.
Right.
I'd ask if they were a true Scot. Or if I was probably drunk enough, go and flashy bits. Get me stood over a grate with the wind blowing.
Hey, buddy, does the carpet match the drapes?
I need to find a Scotsman now. I must know one. There's got to be one somewhere. We'll find out. Wait, I do know a Scotsman.
You do?
I do. I can ask him and find out.
Yes, find out.
Find out.
So this next one, I don't know if it's a specific part of the UK, if it's like the whole UK, but it's illegal to have sex on the steps of a church after dark.
But during the day, it's okay.
During the day, it's okay.
Okay, never heard that one either.
That might make going to a funeral very awkward.
Hey, love, we don't need to wait for the honeymoon to consummate. We can do it on the spot. Right. If they like.
Or, like, I don't know. Can you imagine being in church and then coming out, like, at Sunday service, and there's these people
going at it on steps? It's not legal. It's legal. We're okay.
It's the daytime.
It might be frowned upon, but it's legal. Oh, my. Okay.
Now, every time I go past a church in the UK, I'm just going to be, like, peeking around the corner.
I have to walk past one to go to work every day.
You will never look at those church steps the same again.
Which dirty fuckers have done the dirty deed on those steps, then? Oh, dear. Can you imagine ringing the police on them? Going, there's some dirty fuckers having sex on the church steps. It's illegal after dark, don't you know? I'd do it just to watch the drama unfold, because it'd be hilarious. It's illegal. My friend Dahlia says so.
I can just imagine sneaking up on them and going, oi! Don't you know that's illegal? You need to come back during daylight hours.
Wait till sun's up.
Again, another reference to the crack of dawn.
Oh my, okay.
This next one, it kind of makes sense, but I think it's probably a little over the top. And I know you being a dog person, you might know this one.
Oh, no. Okay.
Okay. So prison is not out of the question if your dog has sex with one of the Queen's dogs.
Archie, you stay away from them corgis.
And this one, it does make sense once you actually read into the law, which says that if, you know, like Archie or some other Hector or whoever were to, you know, mate with one of the queen's corgis, it's illegal. Diluting
the bloodline somewhat.
It is, because we all know that the queen's corgis are very pure in their bloodline. And
I bet they'd like a rugged tramp off the streets then.
Rugged and you mean an updated version of Lady and the Tramp?
Yes. That is a movie waiting to happen.
It is. I think we've come up with another $1 million idea.
Uh-huh. You heard it here first, folks. Although I'd really quite like to like find a really rampant, horny, stray, scruffy thing and let it loose in Buckingham Palace and just see what happens.
Well, I guess, is it Hyde Park or Hyde, whatever it is by the palace where they take the dogs for a walk?
Oh, yeah.
They try to keep the corgis away from the riffraff, I guess.
I mean, Hector would, and Idris would be there. They can sniff a girl out at 100 paces. That would be quite funny. Boys, we're going to London.
A doggy kind of stag party. Everything we do for Kinky Facts is for science. Just so you guys know. Yeah.
I know it's considered treason if you hurt one of a swan.
Yes, because they're all the queen swans, aren't they?
Yep. It's treason. Yeah, I'm...
Although I can imagine that the days of drawing and quartering in the UK have probably come to an end. All right, so now we're going to get into some of the more in-depth laws from around the world.
Oh, well.
So now we're keeping with our UK theme.
I'm
this one I've mentioned to a couple of people, and they're like, oh, yeah, I've totally heard of that before.
Oh.
So have you ever heard of the Oct? Have you ever heard of the Oct?
No.
The act of dogging.
Yes. She says confidently.
Yes, I have.
I have, and I know a few spots, actually. Never visited, but I know a few spots.
So, I didn't know this was a thing before I looked it up, but apparently in the UK, dogging is legal.
Mm-hmm.
So, dogging is a term used for the act of strangers meeting up for sex in public while people watch under the guise of taking dogs for a walk. Mm-hmm. So, hence, dogging. So, it's not like doing it doggy style.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you could, but...
It's commonly done in cars.
Ooh.
With people stood around watching.
Oh.
Again, never done it, never been to any, but I heard a lot about it.
I could just see some tourists just walking up and being like, why is everybody gathered around this car? What's going on?
Is anybody hurt?
So,
yes, there is. I think you can probably Google common dogging spots as well.
Oh yes, you can. Mm-hmm. She says confidently.
It's because I think I know of some in my area that people always talk about. You can't go to walk your dog in this area. They're like, oh yeah, and like, no, seriously, I'm or if you can't drive past like a group of cars going, oh yeah, oh, oh. You know what you're doing.
They're doing it.
Yep. You've got all this fun to come.
So, apparently, it is very popular for exhibitionists and voyeurs, as we have described and you can imagine. According to an article by The Sun, a 2016 survey revealed that 43% of Brits admitted to having sex in public.
Yeah.
You guys are a bunch of dirty, dirty bastards.
Yep.
And I love you.
Dirty miscreants, a lot of us.
And in October 2020, 2020, 10,290 Brits performed online searches for sex outside.
Why would you need to Google it? Just go and do it.
Well, that time was during the pandemic, so it kind of boosted those numbers, I guess.
Perhaps, yes.
So as you can imagine, the country is a very popular place for this. Mm-hmm. But so is South London, Kent, Manchester, as well as places in Wales and Scotland.
Wales have got their own dirty bastards, to be honest.
They do. This I know from personal experience.
Yes. Yes, those, it's the country lanes thing. All of a sudden it's like, oh, that looks like a good place. Shall we? No one's around.
After you. But it is important to note that it's not exactly a free-for-all. There is still the risk of being arrested for public lewdness and indecency, and in some rare cases people have been put on the sex offender registry.
Yeah. Indecent exposure.
Yes. So mm-hmm. Just be careful where you are.
Like my mum always said, if you can't be good, be careful. If you can't be careful, don't get caught.
Exactly.
My mum is very wise.
Yes.
I'm not sure that's what she meant, but I'm going to go with it.
Hey, it's still a good, a good rule of thumb. Yeah. So this next law, the legality of it is questionable. I couldn't exactly find a place in British law where it states this is illegal, but you could kind of see how it would go into like zoning laws or keeping the peace laws, okay. I guess. So there's a vague law that states that people are not allowed to blemish the peace. So this law can be enacted if your sexual activities get a little too loud and your neighbors complain to the police.
Yeah.
However, it's more likely that the police will check it out and talk to you than haul you into jail, as it's hard to prove you were blemishing the peace.
Yeah, it's sort of like disturbing the peace, noise pollution,
right?
Antisocial behavior, that kind of thing.
Is it still antisocial behavior if you invite the police officers to join you?
Exactly. Then you'll be very sociable. I don't know why. I've seen some rather quite attractive policemen in our area, so I, you know, wouldn't complain.
Hi, officer. I'd like to see your handcuffs on me in many positions.
Are you going to arrest me if I invite you in?
Oh, hey, we could use those handcuffs. You're just in time.
We could use a third pair of hands. Okay.
All right. So let's move back to the US. So another interesting California law comes to us from Kern County. And this law states that...
I know someone who works a lot in Kern County.
So this law states that stuffed items that look like breasts, or as they're known in the law as booby pillows, cannot be sold within 1,000 feet of a highway. So it actually says that in the law, it refers to them as booby pillows.
Okay.
So according to Section 9 of the County Code, the residents of the county petition to, quote, prevent persons who display, sell, or offer upholstered or stuffed articles depicting, simulating, or characterizing female breasts. The code specifically calls out the vulgarity of selling or displaying such articles along public highways, which, quote, assails the eyes and minds of all those who are required to use county highways.
How many people crashed before they brought this law in? I bet so. It's plummeted.
Maybe it just went to like an underground black market kind of thing.
Yeah, darling, you got any of them stuffed foods?
Oh my goodness.
Ew, that's hilarious.
All right, so then we move on to Alabama. Alabama, we could probably just do an episode on Alabama.
Really?
All its own. But this one is mild compared to some of the other Alabama laws that I saw. Okay. And we'll probably explore more of these kinky sex laws.
Excellent.
In another episode. But Alabama has a law that outlaws the sale of sex toys, or as the law puts it, quote, the sale of any device designated or marketed as useful primarily for the stimulation of human genital organs for anything or pecuniary value.
Okay.
So, I also read another law from Alabama that said that you're only allowed to, by law, you're only allowed to have two dildos in your house.
I mean, how often do they do searches?
I don't know. But it's like a...
Is it like a credit file thing? You try to order another one online. They're like, no, you've been rejected. You've already got two. I'm sorry.
It's like our gun waiting laws. You have to go to a sex shop and wait like a waiting period before you can get another sex toy.
That's so bizarre.
But this is probably, and I just thought this is probably why you see a lot of sex toys, at least here in America. You'll see sometimes on the package they say for novelty use only.
So you can get loophole.
Loophole.
Oh my.
So it's important to note that Alabama is the only state in the U.S. where they prohibit the sales of sex toys. But there
I'm guessing then, so if you buy them online out of state and they get shipped in, it's okay?
I don't know. Maybe you have to...
How stringent are they on this law?
I don't know. Maybe you have to, like, have a P.O. box out of state and you just have to smuggle across state lines. I don't know.
People of Alabama, we need to know. We need to know. What do you do? How do you do it?
We have questions.
Do you need help? Do you need to send you them? Can you imagine me going to post in the box? Well, if I'm honest, you'll never serve me again.
It's part of our sex toy outreach program.
Yep. Does it contain batteries? Yes.
So, while Alabama is the only state that prohibits the sale of sex toys, there are other countries that do ban the import, sales, distributions, or even possession of sex toys. And these can have severe consequences if you're caught with any of those things. Yes.
But I suppose some areas of the states are heavily religious, aren't they?
Other states, yeah. But Alabama's the only one that makes it illegal. Now, the other countries that it's illegal to have sex toys in include Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Iran, Kuwait, the United Arab Emirates, the Maldives, Indonesia, Malaysia, Thailand, and Vietnam.
Oh.
So if you're caught traveling to the country and you decide to bring along your friendly vibrator or dildo or whatever, it will be confiscated. That's the first thing that you need to know. And that's the least That's the lowest violation. But in some countries, you can be thrown in prison for a long sentence.
I mean, the likes of like Iran and all those places, that doesn't surprise me.
Right.
Because you can't even, I think it's like Dubai or something, you can't walk hand in hand down the street if you're not married or something, or and things like that. I suppose, yeah, the other countries are very... yeah. Oh my gosh, it's scary though, isn't it? Because if you didn't know that and you just took your friendly little rabbit with you for company and you end up in jail for it. Mum, yes. Dad, I'm in jail. Why? Well, do you want to know the truth or do you want me to make something up?
Drugs. I was smuggling drugs.
Really? Yes. Lots and lots and lots of weed. Crack cocaine a lot.
I love that's how the first response that we both go to. Drugs. Not sex toys, drugs.
Drugs.
It's all drugs.
It's okay, we'll just phone each other. Really? Drugs, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Imagine, Lou, I'm in jail.
You smuggled drugs again, didn't you?
I smuggled the drugs in.
Now I've got images of people like, you know, how they hide drugs. What do they hide their toys in?
Well, they are made for various orifices of the human body, so.
Can you imagine if it started working, no? Are you just nervous of being in the light? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Real nervous.
I'm really nervous, officer. Oh my lord.
Oh dear.
But there is other countries such as India where they are allowed to have sex toys, they just cannot resemble human genitalia. So.
Right. But they can resemble other things?
Like, I guess so.
Okay. I'm not sure which is worse. Like, everyone has genitalia. Why would you want it resembling anything else?
I don't know.
Well, everyone has.
I mean, if it's your only option.
Well, yeah, I suppose. That's quite funny.
But because of these laws, I highly recommend that if you're planning on traveling anywhere outside your respective country, to check travel laws and make sure that the toy you want to bring along is legal.
Don't hold us accountable if you get arrested.
No. We have officially warned you. Check your travel restrictions.
We do not recommend smuggling drugs either.
No, definitely do not do that either. But you can imagine after I read this, I immediately went on to the UK's website.
What am I allowed to print? What am I not allowed to print? Oh, God.
Oh, and then I realized after the dogging incident that it probably didn't even really matter what I brought into the country.
I don't think they care. We're a country of miscreants. I don't think it matters. Going back, though, they might question it.
They might. Nah, the US. We don't care either. Unless you're flying into Alabama, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, that I wouldn't recommend that. Oh, could you imagine it? You know, it's in the suitcase. And go, I'm really sorry we have had to divert to Alabama. Please no.
I swear it's not mine. Somebody must have put it in there. I don't know why I have a 12-inch double dong. Okay, I don't know why.
I mean, my friends like to play pranks. Maybe it's
Dang, not Mr. Gray smuggling stuff into my
Those dang friends of mine.
Oh my.
All right. So our final law, we've come to the end, comes to us from Japan, which may or may not be familiar with our listeners, depending on the genre of pornography you like to view. But Japan is known for being very liberal when it comes to the diversity of sexual acts that are performed in their pornography. However, it's still very conservative when it comes to pornography, as you may have noticed if you're into it. The Japanese porn blurs out exposed genitalia. So it's not just in live action porn, but also in hentai, comics, and or games.
So they're not against porn, but you're not allowed to show the bits.
Right, right. Okay. So this next part.
I tried to think what you're going to come out with. Like, I can't.
I know people joke about this a lot on the internet, but there are people who are into this.
Okay.
So oddly enough, that censorship has led to the creation and a subsequent popularity to what is called tentacle porn. This is tentacle porn. So I had to look it up. Because just like you, I was like, what? What kind of porn? So basically, it's creatures or people who have like tentacle-like appendages that use those for sort of sexual intercourse with other people. So they're almost always animated, from what I could tell. But this is because the use of tentacle-like appendages is able to bypass those censorship laws.
So, schlongs are turned into tentacles.
Yes.
Oh my god. That's just really weird. You're better off just showing the goods. All I've got is an image of Davy Jones from Pirates of the Caribbean with all the
things in his face. Well, here's the thing. In America, they always go on about, I don't know if this is the same way in the UK or anywhere else in the world, but especially in America, we go on, can't show same-sex couples on the television, or we can't even talk about being gay in schools, like in Florida, because it will deprave children. It will rot their minds. Uh-huh. But here we have Japan, who has come up with this new sort of pornography.
But we can make it look like we've got tentacles.
and it just makes me wonder, like, can you imagine you're really into this tentacle porn and you sit down and you're having octopus?
You can never go to an aquarium.
I don't think you could. Well, at least not go to an aquarium and get arrested.
I mean, it explains a lot of these strange Japanese videos you see of people eating things.
Yes.
That it finally makes sense why they're so good at eating these things.
Yes.
So they superimpose tentacles onto a man.
That, or they actually draw anime characters that have tentacles on them.
The genitalia.
Yes. Well, not genitalia, but like anywhere coming out from them, like their hands or their nether regions or wherever. But
kids are watching this anime and probably have no fucking clue what they're watching or why these people have tentacles coming out of their body. There's no hope for children now, is there, at all?
I don't think so.
Oh my god. That's what? Oh. Yeah. My mind is officially blown.
And again, we're not yucking anybody's yum. If that's your thing, that's your thing. I mean, there's
just sat here questioning it a lot.
But, you know, that's one way to get around censorship, I suppose, if you really want to see.
Did you look it up?
Everything.
Tentacle.
I did.
I could tell by that laugh straight away.
It was for research purposes.
This is part of the four-headed
animal. The echidna. Yes, I looked it up for research purposes. I mind you. But it is pretty interesting, I'll say that.
I'm going to have to look it up now.
Very creative uses of the tentacles.
Oh my.
Japanese not only are visionaries in technology, they are also visionaries in porn.
They really are. Because it makes everyone else seem so normal now.
Right? I can just imagine the United States implementing a don't say tentacles law.
You are not allowed to say tentacles. Ever again.
We cannot expose our children to octopuses or squids.
In fact, it's no longer called octopuses. Octopi.
We'll call them buggy creatures from the deep.
Buggy creatures. I'm going to call it that from now on, I tell you. It's one of them buggy creatures from the deep.
Next time I go into the sushi restaurant, I'm just going to be like, can I have some of that sushi with the buggy creatures from the deep? I'll be like,
Oh, you've not heard the new law that we created.
Oh my.
Well, it's been very informative. Thank you.
Yes. Yes.
And my mind is now blown. And if you ever ring me saying you got arrested for smuggling drugs, I know what you did.
I'm going to call you when I land at Heathrow Airport. Lou, I got arrested. They're detaining me for drugs. I need somebody to come bail me out. And Lou will be like, nope, don't need to ask any questions. I'll be right there.
I'm on my way. I'm in the car. Oh, well, thank you very much for having me again.
Yes, of course. Thank you. And we will explore other laws. But if you guys have any suggestions about laws that I haven't covered or countries that you would like me to look up laws for, you can definitely email me at kinkyfactspodcast@gmail.com. And as always, I want to thank Lou, our favorite guest. It's always a pleasure to have you join us.
Well, thank you for having me again.
Of course.
Always a pleasure.
Yes. And if you guys decide to look up tentacle porn, I am not responsible for what you see, just so you know.
But if it's pink gun locked, you're welcome.
In this episode, we are not responsible for having sex with Satan. We are not responsible for smuggling sex toys or AKA drugs anywhere within the world.
And if you do have sex with Satan, wear a condom.
Yes.
Disclaimer, we are not responsible for any actions.
Any actions you take are on you.
Well, thank you very much.
Yes, thank you. I'm glad that we had such a good laugh.
As always.
Yes.
Excellent.
This has been Kinky Facts You May Not Have Known with Dahlia Rose. If you'd like more kinky facts, please feel free to follow me on Instagram or TikTok at Kinky Facts Podcast. That's all one word. To contact me with kinky facts suggestions, please email me at kinkyfactspodcast@gmail.com. If you liked my podcast, please subscribe to be informed of new weekly episodes, and reviews are also helpful. Thank you for joining me, and I hope you'll come back soon.